This meeting is now being recorded.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Raad Al-Faiz. Hello everyone and Eid Mubarak.
Hello.
Hello Raad. Alaykum as-salam.
Sorry, I had some trouble connecting, but I guess we'll start in a minute or so. Let me upload the document which we have been looking at, and then I guess we can start.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. This is Ahmad. How are you doing?
Fine. And this is Abdurrahman.
Wa alaikum salam, Abdurrahman. How's your night?
Right.
Ahmed, you're getting Okay, so I think some of us are here. We can probably start our discussion, and others will join as we proceed. Basically, what I, as far as agenda is concerned, we would continue talking about this principles document, which was shared by Raed some while back, and we've had some initial discussion on it, but we were not able to complete that discussion. And there is an Urdu table which was circulated earlier. If we have time, we can probably also take a quick look at that. There are a couple of things which need to be discussed in that context, and then in addition to if you have any other agenda items, please go ahead and let us know. So, are there any other agenda items which you would want to discuss to anybody else? Okay, so then we can start with what we have for now, starting from this particular document which we have in front of us. We had started talking about the inclusion principles and the exclusion principles in general. And I think since it has been some time, it may actually be a good idea to very quickly revisit all of these and see whether we want to keep of them or we want to take some out, and in addition, if we want to add something to this list as we go forward. Again, starting from the inclusion principle, again, as I said, I'll start from the top. The code point must meet the following conditions: include in the latest version of the Unicode standard, explicitly include by IDNA 2000 as P-valid, not restricted for identifiers, not used in writing an excluded script. So, revisiting this discussion, one of the things which is listed here is saying that it is based on the latest version of the Unicode standard. Again, is this something we are going to go forth with, or should we also limit our analysis to version 6.3 as has been at least currently advised by IAB? So just a quick response from Rai and others who are on this call.
This is Raed. I think we have discussed this already, covered, and we decided to make it included in the Unicode standard. And we said, shall we use Unicode 6.3 or say it's visible in the last two Unicode versions? So I think we can start with Unicode 6.3. I don't mind any one of them. But keeping it in the latest, it might affect us in the future.
Right. So the only reason I point that out is that there is an explicit statement by IAB which says not work on versions beyond 6.3. So that's the only reason I point that out. Otherwise, obviously, there's no issue working on later versions as well. But there have been some, I guess we're all familiar with the context. Since we're discussing it, Rai, you said you are okay with both options. Anybody else who wants to suggest how we should proceed? So I would suggest that if we are going to go beyond 6.3, we should actually document a reason why. If we don't have a convincing reason, we should stick with IDNA, to version 6.3, so that we can address the statement and concern raised by IAB. So unless we find a convincing argument which we can document and state, we stick to 6.3. Is that something which is okay with others?
I took a look at the Unicode standards now. The next version is version 9. So from 6.3 to 9, is there nothing has to do with Arabic scripts?
Actually, one of the issues which was the statement which was IAB was precisely for a character originating in version 8, I think, for Fulfill Day, which was from Arabic script. So I think it is quite relevant for us to discuss.
And version 8.
This letter with Bay with Hamza that really triggered this whole discussion.
Oh. Yes, the Russians. So we could stick to version 6.3, and this includes all the Arabic scripts.
Well, it would not include some of the letters, but as I said, we could keep the door open by saying that if we find a convincing reason beyond 6.3, then we should document that reason, and then go beyond 6.3, otherwise we should not.
Okay, so A should be changed in the inclusion principles.
That's what is That's a proposal on the table, yes.
Okay. Okay. Agree.
Anybody else?
So to be included in Unicode version 6.3.0. That's it.
Actually, we are saying that we could go beyond, but in that case, we should document a convincing reason. But if you think that we should just stop at 6.3 without any possibilities, we can do that as well. So those are two different varieties of the thing. Which variety would you all want to take forward?
Actually, this is bring a question to my mind. What's the IP or ICANN is going to do with the change, keeping updating the Unicode standard? So are they going to stick one version and then maybe update it every 5 years or every 3 years? Or what exactly the methodology ICANN and the IP will do in this case?
Once the issue is resolved, I think these tables will be updated with every version of Unicode. So it will be synchronized. It's not going to be unsynchronized. The only reason it is unsynchronized is because of the statement and caution by IAB not consider versions beyond 6.3 at this time until the issue is resolved.
What about the MSR? I believe the MSR also is using 6.3. IANA parameter is using 6.3. So lots of things are depending on the Unicode standard. Shall we use them as so we will be like using the same number they are using, or shall we make it like dynamic? So like at least stable in the last three major Unicode standards or something like that.
The suggestion is to follow the technical community's advice. Obviously, eventually it is up to us. The recommendation obviously is that we follow technical community advice unless it's really required to diverge from it. And if we do diverge, then we need to have a very clear documented reason for it.
Excuse me?
That's what the suggestion is. Yes, please.
Shouldn't our work like we refer it to the MSR, the Unicode version?
MSR directly doesn't apply to second level. So there may be things which are, we may want to put in say, second level which are not in MSR. But again, if that is another restriction we want to keep, that is also something we can discuss. But for second level, there may be, for example, we may want to support languages which are not very actively spoken by large communities, and therefore they're excluded by MSR, but we may still want to include them for the second level. An example, direct example is Torwali language in Pakistan, which is used by the community, not EGIDS scale 4 or lower, and therefore we excluded it. So some scripts like that which may be excluded from MSR. So again, if we want to start conservatively, we can use MSR, but MSR was designed for first boot level. It was not initially intended for second level systems. Any suggestions?
I think 6.3.0 is good for me.
Okay. So we are saying that we stick to 6.3.0 now. Any alternate suggestions before we close this?
I think we should be, we may be obliged to follow the IP and ICANN position and roadmap to move from 6.3 to newer version like 8 or 9. So just maybe, I heard that there was an exchange of dialogue about this subject, but what is the latest information we have from ICANN about how they will plan their roadmap to move forward?
So this is a discussion which is going to happen at IETF, not at ICANN. ICANN is going to be involved in that discussion, of course, once that starts. There was an initial working group which was initiated, I think, that has not picked up. Maybe the community needs to obviously engage more at IETF platform to get that more active. But at this time, it is status quo where that working group is not very active and the work is actually stalled. That's my understanding at IETF. However, there are discussions in the community that and the work may actually, that working group may get triggered to do follow-up work very soon. But it may take a few months or more to actually get for that work to eventually conclude and propose next steps. So it may be a, you know, it is going to take some time before IAB can I guess before that restriction may actually get resolved. But there is obviously pressure on the community because the difference between 6.3 and the current version of Unicode is increasing obviously every 6 months or so.
So I can understand that the newer versions of Unicode post 6.3.0 are only adding new characters that may interact with the existing characters effectively in terms of variants, etc. But we can stick initially as this is the currently implemented version by Virginie, etc., that recognize the characters within the Unicode 6.3.0. And then, as we planned for the language tables to be, that can evolve over time. So the question of let the possibility for the implementation of the LGR to evolve in the future. This is a question of how we build the LGR. So I think if we stick to 6.3.0 and then just maybe add some guidelines on how to move to few newer versions of Unicode, this could be fine. This is my opinion.
Hi, this is Neville. I'm sorry for being late. I've just joined.
Yes, hi, Nabil. This is Raed. Sarmad, are you there or not? Are you cut off? I think he's trying to direct.
Sorry, I was on.
Hello, Nabil.
Okay.
Hello. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
Sorry, I was on.
Assalamu alaikum.
So we are discussing 1A, and we're converging on the point that we will stick to version 6.3, which has been the recommendation of IAB. And we also at some point define a roadmap on how we can, we'll update it based on how the technical community, the current, block to get to eventually Unicode 9.0 is the current version. But in any case, we're sticking with 6.3 for now. Any other comments on this before we move on?
Sorry, Samad, which document are we discussing
so
right now?
1B. This is the this is displayed on the screen. If you if you're connecting over the phone, we are talking about the principles document that Riyadh had shared some time back.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
The title of the document is Second Level LGR Proposal for Arabic Script .pdf or .doc.
Is it available through Adobe Connect?
One is explicit. Yes, it is currently visible through Adobe Connect. Okay, so explicitly, the second one is explicitly included by IDNA 2008 as valid. We all agree to that. This basically takes out any characters which are context O or context J and only limits it to P valid characters. So this is generally okay. Any comments? Okay, so no comments, then let's move forward.
I think we're
not restricted.
Sorry, this is Raad. It's explicitly included in IDNA 2008 as p-valid and what?
No, we're saying that explicitly included by 2008 as p-valid. That's what we are agreeing to.
I think we decided that the first point we mentioned that these are from A to C, and I believe we added one last time, so it's from A to E. We titled this one as technical requirements should be applied to any code point. These are the technical requirements plus the second section, which
right.
is we will discuss later. And I think if this will apply to everyone, we need to have context O there for only digits. I searched for what context O in the IANA IDNA tables, and I believe there are digits and there are other characters. We have the Arabic digits and the extended Arabic digits, and there are some other code points like Katina middle dot, and there are middle dot, it's context O also, and there is Greek lower number sign. So there are six characters, Hebrew, Greek, there are, you know, six ranges that are addressed as context O. So I'm not sure, we need
okay.
it for
and
this.
You're saying
Arabic digits? Are
context O.
Let me actually just
Arabic digits are context O.
Look at that.
Arabic index digits and extended Arabic index digits.
Okay.
So we need context O for digits only, not for other characters.
So
I
then this
you,
1B should be modified.
Yes. I will post the link now in the chat for Adobe Connect chat. If you open it and search for Context O, you will see the code points that are labeled as Context O, which are six ranges. So we will need context O for digits.
So I don't see, okay, yeah, so there are 0660 to 0669 and 0670 to, so there are, these are context. Are these context O characters?
Well, this is what the IANA document says. I'm not sure why, but they label it as context O.
I mean, because the link you sent, I don't see. These are context rules, agreed. Right. Okay, so you would want to add context O in addition to pvalid.
Yes.
Okay. So let's update that. One B is explicitly included in IDNA 2008 as pvalid, and maybe we can say digits, which the digits in Arabic script or something like that.
Yes.
And then we have not restricted for identifiers and not used for writing. Again, sorry to repeat this, but Rayed, could you explain 1B? And I think we probably changed that last time, but let's look at it briefly again.
I think this is mentioned in one of the previous documents that have been done, but let me search for the UTS. Okay. Where is it now?
I'm talking about 1B.
Sorry.
I'm talking about 1D, not 1C. 1C is okay.
Again, sorry, Salman, I misunderstand you. What you want me to elaborate?
1D, not used for writing and excluded script.
Not used for writing and excluded script. Okay. Actually, we have stopped here. And we said, shall we keep it script or language, I think. And I think we discuss it and we stop there.
Right. So, do you remember what you meant when you said excluded script? Because we are talking about just Arabic script here.
Yeah, it was copy and paste from another document. So let me search for the source.
This could be from the procedure.
This is from the procedure. This is the procedure developed and maintained the label generation rule set for the root. I will send you the link for it in the Adobe Connect chat.
But in the procedure, they talk about multiple scripts, and therefore, in that context, it's relevant.
Yeah.
But in our case, since we're only working on Arabic script.
Last time, I believe we discussed this one. I put a comment in my document saying that shall we use language instead of script? But again, what does excluded language mean?
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Right. So the question is, should we be excluding languages?
What does excluded script mean, by the way?
So there are certain scripts, and there's actually a list of that in the procedure. where they have not actually been included currently. I think one of the excluded script, for example, is Cherokee, which is Native American script, but it's not been included in the, as a script, it's not been included in the MSR at this time. So there's some scripts which have been excluded.
So okay, we can use the term. They explain it somewhere in the document. Yeah, they explain it. Excluded scripts are those that, according to the integration panel, do not have a living language community. So we can use the same concept that excluded language, which means they don't have living language community. So historical languages or languages that doesn't have any living community behind it.
But
sure.
I think we can, if we
term it like that, then. Sorry, please go ahead.
I think this bullet is covered in 2 and 3. We should remove it.
Yeah, I think it's not a technical requirement. I think, like Abdulrahman said, we can remove it. Because from A to E, I think they are technical requirements. And this is not a technical requirement.
Right. So then we take this out. Raid, you said you also, you have that in, can you say that, if you have that in front of you, or?
Which one?
You said there are 5 points, E as well, in technical requirements.
Then we added an IANA parameter. The one that we mentioned, it's,
Okay. So that's basically saying that we stick to whatever is published by IANA, which is 6.3 right now, which we've already discussed. Okay. Right. So I think that's also a good way of thinking with what the technical community is doing, that if we sync our work with IANA tables published, then we already sync with whatever the latest version is available through IANA. And currently it's 6.3, but when more versions become available, we synchronize ourselves to that as well.
Yes.
Okay, so let's move on. Point number two, letter code points, which is a letter and has established contemporary use in the language. So we agree with that. This means that we are not looking at historical characters or code points.
Sorry, I didn't get this point.
So there are some letters which eventually don't get used. I can give you an example of Urdu language, where we at one point had this letter which was like a ra, but with four dots on top of it. And eventually this used to be used about 100 years ago, but this letter is no longer used. But if you open old Urdu books, you can still see it.
Okay, it's like the star with dot below in Moroccan, which is no more used in on daily basis, but just in versions of Quran. Yes,
right.
Okay.
In the case of Urdu, it was actually common use, not specific use. So you could, for example, see people using it in publications when they talk about historical linguistics, but you would not see it generally used by public anymore.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, and how can you distinguish these historical characters from the used characters now, from the code point of view?
So it's up to the working group who's
manual,
working
marked manual.
Right. So it is up to the working group which is working on different languages. We have an Arabic language working group. We have an Urdu language working group. Those will basically see, you know, so when we were working on Urdu, for example, in the working group, we identified this character as an Urdu character, but no longer in use. And, you know, if we agree that we are only going to use, recommend or include those code points which are in contemporary use, those code points then will be put.
Okay, so that will be marked manually, but it will be excluded.
Right, it will be done by the language working group. So, are we all agreeable with it? That we want to only stick with those code points which are in contemporary use and not for those, will not include those which are only for historical use.
Yes.
Okay.
By the way, this is the same principle that we used in the roots, I believe.
Yes. We had the same principle in the roots.
Yes.
So, moving on. Then we have a digit code point, which is a digit and has established contemporary use in the language. So it is the same, the only difference is that it includes digits, and that should obviously be okay. The next one is mark code point, which represents a required mark, where at least one of the letters it forms has established contemporary use in a language, and that can be only represented by the combination of code point and this mark code point. So required mark is being suggested that it could be included. Any questions or any comments on that?
Yeah. This one also is copied from the root LGR. From my point of view, usually marks or the combining marks are a little bit, you know, sensitive. But if it is something essential in a language, we cannot say. I believe we cannot say no. We need to. To allow it in the second level LGR.
Right. So I think this does require some discussion. This is coming from the principles we had for the root zone, but you would also notice that eventually the solution we provided did not have any marks. So in practice, what we proposed for root zone LGR was very conservative. Of course, second level be a little less conservative, but if we do include marks, I think what I would suggest is then adding something in addition to this, and that is that in case such a mark is used, we should clearly specify all possible sequences in which that mark is used. So if there is a mark which is used by Alif, we should just not include the mark by itself. We should say that we are including Alif and the mark as a sequence, so that Bay with that mark cannot be included. So we don't want to be over generative when we include a mark. We need to control that process.
Yes, I agree with you.
What about if we consider including mark, that any label will have a variant with that mark?
Right, so let's say we take Fathatan. You know, that's an example which is a required mark in Urdu. But Fathatan only comes with Alif in Urdu. It doesn't come with anything else. You know, three ways of doing it. One, the most conservative way is that we say that Fathatan is not included, it's a mark and it causes issues like too many variants and too many other, you know, security problems. So marks are excluded. So we do not allow those labels in Urdu, which are a few, but, you know, we can live without them, which do not have Alif and Fathatan. The second solution is that we say that Fathatan is allowed, so we just allow, add Fathatan in our bar, but, and so we can have Alif with Fathatan, but since we've added Fathatan, it also allows Waw with Fathatan and Ya with Fathatan and Be with Fathatan and everything else with Fathatan. And that obviously overgenerates. And that's not a good solution. So the third possibility, which is what I'm proposing in case you have to include marks, is that we say that if Fathatan has to be included, if we do not include Fathatan by itself, we say that Alif and Fathatan is included as a sequence. We specify what can be included, that excludes the possibility of Fathatan getting combined with Be and Dal and everything.
Sarma, do you know the code point for Fathatan, the Unicode code point, the number? 06 what?
It is 06 4B.
Mm-hmm. We call it in Arabic Tanween.
Arabic Fathatan. 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 It means Fathatan.
Fathatan, okay. 4B, oh sorry, okay. This is a combining mark.
Yes, it is a combining mark. It is required in Urdu, but it only comes with Alif. It cannot be combined in Urdu with any other letter. So I think my, at least, you know, so as I said, there are three possibilities. Not include the mark, include the mark, but then in that case, always specify the context and restrict it to that context. And third is include the mark without context. The last option we should not go for, at least.
I have another question.
That overgenerates things.
Just enlighten me with Fathatan with in Urdu. Does it come, which form of Alif does it come? Is it Alif with Hamza or Alif without Hamza?
Alif without hub and always word finally.
So Alif without Hamza, then Fathatan.
Yeah. I think it's the same like in Arabic.
Exactly, it's the same meaning. Fathatan. But if we consider Tanween, we have also Dammatan, Kafratan.
Exactly.
So why exactly Fathatan?
So the reason Fathatan is, I'm providing an example for Fathatan. So again, I think one option which we have is that we say marks are not included. That's something we can do. But if we are including the marks, I'm saying that we should specify the context. We should not allow it openly to combine with it. I'm not sure whether that's doable or not, but that would be a preferable solution.
Okay. No, I think
to restrict its use to only Alif.
No, well, that would depend on the language, right? So if there is another language, let's say Uyghur, which is spoken in China, they do use some Arab in certain contexts, which are, I think, required. I'm just saying that from memory. And in that case, they'll specify their own particular Arab. So it could be Satatan here for Urdu, but it could be something else for some other language. It doesn't have to be the same set of Arab. It really would depend on what is required in a particular language, not optional.
Yeah, I think we can accept some special mark, but combined only when it is combined as a code point with a given letter when it's necessary for the language to express something within the language. We cannot do it otherwise. For example, in Arabic, we can add fathatan on hamza on alif, etc. at the end of the word. But it is not necessary. We can understand the word without having tashkil. Maybe for Urdu, but in this case, I suggest to add as a single code point and then add rules to say in the WLE to say that this should be at the end of the word, for example.
Right. Actually, you can define a sequence in LGR. So what we should say is that if mark comes, it must come with a required letter code point as a sequence. In the repertoire itself,
there are two possibilities. We can either define it as a sequence, this is possible, plus adding rules to restrict the usage of the sequence, or as a pre-composed. So the decomposed means the sequence, and the pre-composed means that a new code point that was introduced and that represents this alif with the fathatan.
So we should still, I think, change this particular principle then, where we say that if a mark, so this is okay as it says, but in addition to that, I think we should also add that if mark is included, it must be, it must explicitly state through a sequence or a rule which letter code points it can occur with. We don't want to leave it open. Is that agreeable with everybody else?
And I think it should be...
Hello, this is Mecca. I would like to comment.
Okay, so Raid, please go ahead and then we'll take Mecca.
I would just want to clarify that this is something essential or a must for a language. They cannot represent or the domains cannot be typed without having this code, this mark or combining mark. And I think plus what you have said, I recommend limiting this to the same language. So for example, I cannot use it in Arabic. If I type, for example, Arabic Kaf, and we know that this combining mark for only Urdu, if I type in the domain Arabic Kaf, I cannot have Alif with Fathatan.
Okay. Mikal?
Yes, I just want to say that if you want to specify the proper... Okay, basically this makes things very difficult. So if you want to explicitly state the exact properties of every character and any context it can be used in, it will be very difficult getting such data for some languages. It might be very well possible for other languages such as Arabic or maybe even Urdu, but in other cases it will severely restrict the information you can use. Plus, what you said just now, right, where you suggested that things should be only be usable within a certain linguistic context. So, for example, a fathatan can be used for language A, but not for language B, C, and D. Then we would have to have a language property for any domain. And from what I understand, neither at the second level is this the case. So even if we follow the role model of language tables, where I'm not sure how this could be implemented. Yes, thanks.
Right, so I think this raises a good question. These are inclusion principles. I'm just going to jump to the top of this document. If you look at this, we are talking about Arabic script label generation rules. So in a way, these principles are pointing to script level analysis. However, in practice, what we are doing is we are actually making language tables, and we will be integrating those language tables. So I think a good question to ask is that, are these principles being applied to that language level work, or are these principles being applied to the script level work? And maybe what we have are actually different principles for both those levels, and based on, and then a separate integration process which obviously takes care of the difference in those principles. So I guess back to everybody in the this list, you know, the way I was looking at it was that these principles are currently applicable to language level analysis we are doing, and the script level analysis, for script level analysis, we'll actually have to come back and do a separate pass. But that's my understanding, and this is probably not clear from the document. So let's first clarify that understanding. Are these principles for others who are on this call, I guess, are you generally thinking of these as level principles, or are some people also thinking of these as script level principles?
Yeah, personally, I was thinking that it's script level principles. And I think in general, we have to define, as you said, a top level principles that should be shared by everybody in the task force. Plus, in addition, we have to share also these language level principles, because they may give idea to other subgroups to say, yeah, there are conflicting principles between languages, etc. So I think principles should be shared by everybody, and on the public, on the, say, on TFAID and mailing list. And language principles can be discussed within this subgroup.
Right. I would actually even suggest that the principles are common, even if we are doing language level analysis. The content of each language will be changed, or there may be some additional principles which a language working group may add, but the general level of principles actually should be the same, so that we have coherent analysis across different working groups working on different languages. So for example, many of the principles we've discussed so far are actually applicable at language level. This is, I think, the probably the first one which may, you know, which has triggered this discussion. So in any case, even for language level, I think we have a cohesive set of principles, so that each working group does the same level of analysis for that particular language. Any suggestions? I guess what I'm saying is that we do not want working groups to develop their own principles for the language analysis, because then we'll have a different level of analysis for each language table, which is probably not a very good idea.
Yeah, Sarma, this is Raed.
Yes, please go ahead.
Yes, these principles for any language, current, future, any language, it's like the rules for any language community to include their code points, letter, digits, whatever. These will be applied for any language. I don't prefer having each language develop their own inclusion process. No, this is something like apply in the language, and it will be ensured in the script, because of course if we adopt this concept it will be applied also in the Arabic script. This will be guaranteed in the Arabic script if each language done this principle applied on a language, at the end it will be inherited the same in the script. So this inclusion principle for the languages, and this document specify what a language is, how, what they should do, what are the inclusion principles for that they should follow, what are the exclusion principles that they should follow. So I think this is generic for all languages in the Arabic script.
Okay.
So maybe this is
again. Then I think. Yes, please.
Yeah, this is Abdeslam. Again, yes, I follow the opinion of Raed and what you said before. I suggest to have a document that is shared by all languages, and that will contain the information that we discussed in Marrakesh, and this elaborated document contains all shared information across languages, and the principles should be part of this document, and maybe even shared, because principles are not made on 10 pages. It may be on one or two, a couple of pages, general. So we can share it even on the mailing list, and this way people can check and read the emails and just respond by adding principles or discussing their relevance to second level NGR.
Okay, so we are coming on the hour, so we need to close this call. But before we do, let's stop here. I think one of the things which is clear is that these principles are for language level analysis for each of the working groups. That has been the intention. If it is not clear, it is actually not clear here, so we need to put in appropriate headings and text in this document to clarify that these are inclusion and exclusion principles which are applicable to the language. And then once we have done the language level analysis and we start integrating it, we will come back and determine any additional principles which are needed for the integration process for the script. Would that be agreeable?
Yes. Yes, this is Nabil. I think so. It's a good idea. We can follow up on this in the mailing list and also in the upcoming meeting.
Okay. So then these are principles which are language level. That's the context we're looking at. We will edit the text to make that very clear, and then we can always we will come back when we do the integration to add any integration script level principles. But that will be done at a later stage, I guess. Alright, so let's close the call. We'll continue discussing these principles. Have we closed the discussion on MARC? Are we saying that we will, we've actually not been able to close the discussion on MARC. So I think that's where we'll start from next time. We'll take up this fourth inclusion principle, and we'll close the discussion on MARC. This will give us time to think about this a bit more as well, and we'll continue in 2 weeks. So thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Last comments before we close?
Yeah, I'm just having a last comment. I sent forwarded an email from the UA discussion. This is concerning the UA acceptance. And if we can check people who have competencies to check, especially I think of Raed and others that may can check the issues related to test cases for Arabic scripts. And there are many, many test cases that are not complete. So if we can check the documents and update the UA discussion.
Can you send it to us, please? Can you send it to us, please?
Yes, I've sent it. I will tell you.
This was sent out, but what I can do is I can forward it again to the list. That's not an issue.
Okay.
I'll do it right
now. Yes, I sent it on 7th of July. Yeah, I can forward it again.
Okay, thank you. Sarmad, is there any The face-to-face meeting. Is there any suggestion? Any times in that? Because
right.
Fahad haven't sent any poll or any you know to see what's the suitable time for the face-to-face meeting.
Right. So the delay has been because there were some internal approvals that got delayed because there was an ICANN meeting which happened in the middle. So we're very sorry for that, but we will come back with some concrete dates hopefully within this week, and we can then start planning for the meeting. So yes, we'll start on it right away hopefully within this week.
Because I need time here in my organization to take approval. So hopefully we can decide on a time slot that fit everyone or suitable for everyone.
The same here. Same with me also.
Yes. I need also the time before knowing the place.
Dr. Sarmad, is it already agreed that it will be in Pakistan, in Addis Ababa? I am Tariq from Sudan. Yeah, hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, but Sarmad seems to be...
Right, I'm back. Can you hear me now? Hello?
Yes.
Okay, so...
Yes.
Yeah, so I was saying that we just, we had to go through some internal approvals that was delayed. We will, I think that's almost done, so we should come back to you within this week, and we will share, we will consult with all of you to confirm what is the best date, and based on feedback, we'll finalize the dates and the venue, and then we'll proceed. So you should hear back from us, hopefully within this week.
What about the
venue? What about the place?
I will have to consult with Fahad, but yes, we may actually have a choice. Fahad will be able to confirm that. So we will come back to you and discuss the details with you email list.
Okay.
We will not confirm without consulting all of you.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay.
But did you decide it? Had it be decided to be in Pakistan, in Islamabad, or it's an option? I'm Tariq from Sudan.
Hi, Tariq. So it's still an option. It's open. We've not really decided the venue or the date.
Okay.
We will do that in consultation with everybody here. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. So talk to you all in 2 weeks.
See you coming time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Assalamu alaikum. Bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.